The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 28th of November, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We're putting the sand dollar on the clock giveaway on hold this morning. I'm very disappointed, but it's okay because I have a full show. This morning, we started a little late. You heard that music in the background. That's because my guests were putting me through my paces before the show started. I got some healthy people in the studio with me this morning. And it's been quite a challenge putting up this front that I am a healthy person. I talk a good talk. It's the walking part that I'm working on. I want to say good morning to the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. They're joining me in studio this morning, their representatives, to talk about not just the 65th anniversary of the union, but one of the most exciting events on their calendar this year. The Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union are hosting their 65th anniversary Fun Run Walk Push. This Saturday, December 2nd, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, tell us their role or office that they hold within the union. One of these people in here look like he's a sergeant at arms exercising. Let y'all guess which one it is. And they're going to tell us about the anniversary, this event, and whatever else they have going on to celebrate the 65th anniversary of the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. Now, we have a lot of unions in this country. We have the law enforcement unions, right? We have the teachers union. We have the doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals unions. But the most important union in the country is the caterers union, the people who organize, the people who cook our food for us. It has to be, have to be the most important union in the country. Good morning to my guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Well, my name is Cheryl Lang, and I'm the executive council member of the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Amos Major. I'm one of the trustees for Hotel Union.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Running World. My name is Marcel Major. I'm the owner of Four Seasons Race Management, and we're here to help them stage this wonderful event.
So you all think that's the Sergeant at Arms? That ain't even the Sergeant at Arms of exercising. Okay, yes. Good morning. So tell us about the union and which categories of workers do you represent?
Well, the union, like you said, is celebrating its 65th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We started out in 1958 with a bartenders union. And right now, we are working with our ninth president, from that time.
Okay.
Well, the union represents members in some of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
We have our membership hotels that we represent all the line employees in those hotels. We also have KFC that we represent, and we all know that we just signed their contract sometime last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to sign another contract on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of signing all these contracts.
Good stuff.
Celebrating that the 65th anniversary.
Yeah.
What a time to celebrate.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's awesome that these two things line up
together
at the same time.
Yes.
And I'm sure the members are joyous.
Yes.
And I hope that they carry this joyous energy into this activity.
Yes.
Yes. So let's talk about the event. I don't want to call it a race because that frightens me greatly when you say a race.
Yes.
But the 65th anniversary fun, I can tell you all my two favorite words in this. The fun, run, walk, and push. Yes. Tell us what that is.
Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you, the union, for contracting for our seasons. The fun, run, walk, the union's 65th anniversary fun, run, walk is scheduled for Saturday coming, December 2nd. It's going to be an amazing event simply because why? We're giving away $4,800 in cash prizes. That hasn't been done, I don't think, for the year. I haven't heard any. There's probably one or two races that have given a cash prize.
Mm-hmm.
But the union is giving $4,800 in cash prize among the winners of the walkers, the first, second, and third winners of the walkers, runners from the union and from the general public.
Mm-hmm.
The race starts at 6 a.m. from Goodman's Bay. It goes from Goodman's Bay West to the roundabout at Sandals. It returned. That's only a 5K. 5K is only 3.1 miles. So anybody could walk, push, run, or be a part of it. And the good part is the union members have it the best because the union has agreed to allow their members to partake in this event for only $15 and also bring a guest for free.
Okay. I mean, membership has its privileges.
It does.
Right? And as a non-member, although y'all should allow me to be a member of the Caterers Union. I can cater to your feelings. I'm very good at that. But so if I'm a non-member, I pay $25. But if I'm a member, I get in for $15 and I could bring a guest.
And they still qualify for the $4,800.
And the free person qualifies.
The free person also qualifies.
Oh, man, that's a deal.
As well. Yeah.
And all you have to do is share it with me because I paid the $15.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you win the prize.
You pay $7.50 and you could because you give the
right.
So you only remember.
No, that's fair. I don't want fair. So that's fair. Okay. Again, $25 for non-members.
For the non-members.
And $15 for members, plus you can bring a free person.
The members only can bring a free person.
Right.
Once they register, show their ID, they would register at the headquarters on the Tony Gwillin Darling Highway. But the non-members register on FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com website.
Four Seasons Race Management. The race is Saturday. Can I register on Saturday morning?
We want to discourage that.
Okay.
But if you absolutely must, yes, but register in advance. We would appreciate that you would do that because it becomes very chaotic on race morning
right.
when this happens.
Here's an incentive. The first 200, at least what I got from the flyer,
right.
The first 200 registrants, the first 200 people to register get a T-shirt.
Automatically.
Yeah. That's why I get in early.
Early.
Because a lot of the runners, this is a culture. This is a lifestyle. And for me, it's memorabilia. For runners, that T-shirt is a symbol of their participation.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into their catalog,
right?
The T-shirt and the medals.
Yes. Right.
Oh, this is awesome. So get out there early. Don't wait until Saturday morning.
Right.
Don't risk being in a long line and you don't get to start on time.
Right?
Because I cheat, so you should be at the line early.
So people just jump in car.
Have you all had instances of that?
Yes. It happened internationally. There were a few people that were disqualified because they cheated.
Yeah, I've seen stories. People jump on the bus and
come closer to the finish line.
And all of a sudden, they pop out of the side alley.
Where they come from?
Right. And these events, from the marathon straight down to the fun runs, are official. These are big things.
Right. They are.
And so even the spectators are a part of the culture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The spectators are watching to see if people are cheating.
Right.
And because they're part of the event, they want to maintain the integrity of the race.
Right. Right.
This is excellent. Okay, so let's go through the details again. Saturday the 2nd of December.
Correct.
6 a.m. start time.
Goodman's Bay.
So be out there for between 5
and 15.
Right. Why? Not just to make sure you get your T-shirt, make sure you understand the route, the instructions, the signals you may see on the route, but because you got to stretch.
We have an exercise guru who's going to be doing a warm-up, a 10 to 15-minute warm-up.
So you provide runners with
a warm-up,
the pre-race session.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, this is excellent for people like me who got to oil my knees in the morning. Okay, now, on the flyer, I saw there were two routes. Route A for the walkers said Goodman's Bay to Sandals.
Right.
And Route B for the runners said Goodman's Bay to Sandy Port. Both routes return to Goodman's Bay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Now, this push thing, which route do the pushers have to take?
As long as they don't cheat, they can take any route.
Yes. Cool. But because I immediately thought wheelchair.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time when you say you have a push element, you can push people in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. Can parents push babies in strollers?
Sure, certainly.
We're not taking away from anything. I mean, we want everybody, we want the public to have fun with us.
Now,
family affair.
I work for a hotel, and my boss don't know it yet, but I decorate in one of them hotel room service carts.
Yeah.
For the race. Can I push one of them?
Oh. You probably have an award for the best decorated car. So you spark something so other people...
Are you serious? Because then I can put one person on the bottom tray and one person on the top tray to increase the difficulty for the race.
Yeah.
But to encourage people to come out, parents, come out and push your strollers.
Yes.
If you have a member of the disabled community in your community, you can push them. They can participate in the race.
Most definitely.
And they can qualify to win a prize.
Part of the $4,800. Yes. It's shared now. It's not one person winning $4,800.
It's shared among
$300 for the first $300 for the first walker and runner, each male and female.
Okay.
$200 for the second walker and runner, each male and female, from the union members and the non-union members. And then it's $100 for the third place walker, male and female, union members and non-union members.
Oh, wow.
All that add up to $4,800.
Okay.
And person's going to be getting medals.
Everybody gets to finish his medals. The first 200 people get this wonderful finishes medal that we're sporting here.
Yeah, yeah.
The first 200 get a shirt and a bag.
Yes.
Health screening is going to be in the race village as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about that as well. I find that, again, membership has its privileges, right?
Right.
We encourage people to organize in the professional world. Unions, guilds, producing journals, which takes responsibility of the members to support.
Right.
But one of the things that unions give back to its members are health screenings and opportunities to interact with health professionals. This is great. It helps both the professional, the employer, and the employee. The employer is not losing hours because so many of their employees are individually attending appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And then the appointments in the medical culture, your appointment is 10 a.m. and you don't get seen until 11:30. You don't get seen until 1 o'clock.
Then.
That impacts the employer and your colleagues who have to cover for you because they want you to be healthy.
Yes.
Right? So providing these opportunities for staff to interact with medical professionals and services is a major bonus for employees and for membership, you know, as a part of membership in unions.
Right.
This is excellent. So tell us a bit about what will be on offer in terms of the health screenings.
Well, the health screening has not been confirmed.
Working on it.
You confirmed it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Healthwise, the company name is Healthwise.
Okay.
They have agreed to follow Four Seasons. We have a Four Seasons plan and event. So I've already confirmed
it. Excellent.
Okay. Healthwise.
He's the main planner. Yes. I follow his lead.
Excellent. Because an important part of the health journey is we're encouraging people to be active, to engage in activity. But we have to start at the baseline.
Right.
We have to know what type of activity we can engage in.
Right.
You know, and sometimes because we walk a hotel floor for 8 hours a day, constant movement, we think we're good for this run, but the run is outside.
Right.
The sun's coming up. The heat's on you.
Right.
The breeze may drop off. Your temperature may rise drastically. And so the health screening is great. The health screening as a part of each physical activity is even better.
Yeah, so we'd like to give a shout out to Latina Cooper. She's the owner of HealthWise.
Okay.
And she has agreed to follow Four Seasons wherever we are planning an event.
Yeah.
So they would do the blood pressure, all the other high blood pressure, whatever screening, the sugar monitoring. They have agreed. They've been to two of our races so far. I've spoken to her this week, and she has confirmed that she gave me her word that she will follow us wherever we have an event that we're planning.
Excellent.
So Saturday, awesome. The
company. Just don't follow me. Awesome. Just don't follow me with all this healthiness. But this is great. I mean, we're inculcating a culture of activeness within the union and its staff. I think it's important for people working in hotels, people working on their feet all day, because you may think that that's sufficient activeness for your health journey, but it may not be.
No, it's not. It's the constant moving. You may think it's constant moving, but you're having intervals of stopping.
Yeah.
And so you're breaking your pattern, whereas in the fun, run, walk, run, push, you're moving steadily for a period of time to get in the hours or minutes that's needed to get your heart pumping, to get you moving, to get you perspiring, to get your rate up.
Yeah, that's right there. Perspiring and getting your rate up, right? Sorry. You may be moving, but does it hit the level of activeness if you're not sweating?
Exactly.
And that's what the fun run. And I think people get home at the end of the day and they feel tired because they've been on their feet all day, but it doesn't translate
to exercise
because you didn't break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that I used to be, in my younger days, when I used to be super active, when I didn't have a car, I used to walk as a matter of principle. I could get anywhere I want to get on a 21x7 island between my feet and the bus, right?
Okay.
I broke a sweat every time I hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so even now, 20 years, 15 years later, I'm active, but I'm not breaking the sweat. And I feel that difference in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we need to figure out how we can encourage more activeness in the workspace, right? The workspace is more than just the office, just the kitchen. As we revise and reimagine what downtown could look like, we can think about how do we provide this for our staff. We have a parking lot over here. We tell people, listen, put on your shoes, your tennis, until you get to the office. There's a covered walkway, so you won't burn up before work, but you can get a nice sweat.
Yeah.
You know, walk back to your car for lunch. Don't catch a ride with your friend. How do we redesign our workspaces and our public spaces to encourage more activeness?
Right.
Yes. Now, no, there's not a question for you. I'm just throwing it on the table.
That's not a question.
You know, that's too much politics. That's you know, sort of beyond our control. But for, you know, for parents, right, you think about where can I park my car and then walk with the kids the rest of the way to school. Because that little bit of activity in the morning can turn their brains on and get them pumping and ready to go for the school.
Or maybe for those persons that work in multi-level buildings, just take the stairs instead of using the elevator.
And keep functional shoes in the office for that purpose.
Right.
Yeah, don't say, oh, I have on my heels today, I can't make the stairs. You know, you keep your walking shoes inside, right under your desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a culture with women from the movie 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. I remember with Dolly Parton, the second scene of the movie is the women walking that New York strip in their white tennis.
Yeah.
Right? Let's get back to that culture again. Now, I have to speak to my friend over here because I don't believe that this woman is my mommy. She looked like she could be my age. Is this a part of your health journey, ma'am?
Yes, this is a part of my health journey. I'm very health conscious about what I eat.
Yeah.
And exercise.
Yeah.
I'm also conscious of children. I think that we overlook the children.
Mm-hmm.
We think because they're just running up and down, that's it. But we can design constructive exercise for our children. We have many relatives living under family violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send the children down in the summer.
Yeah.
But they're just running up and down, splashing. But you can give them constructive work that they can do. That will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about the sand.
Yes.
And moving the sand from one place to the other. And they may feel it's punishment.
Yeah.
But it's developing their little muscles.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting their brains working.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want. We want to take the stress of the city out of their brain by letting them exercise and have fun on the beach.
Yeah.
And so it's not hurting them. It's benefiting them. So for this holiday coming up, moms, let's send them to the family islands, so Grammy and Papa, and let the children have fun.
Yeah. Find a summer camp where they can run up and down.
Yes.
And summer camp on the island, right?
Yes.
So run up and down all day. Grammy could, them could come collect them. And trust me, they're going to sleep a good 10 hours.
Very bad.
After that
yes.
activity.
Yes.
Also, plan the activity.
Right.
Right? Make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have an activity where you build a sand pit in the backyard. And so their job is to move the sand from here
to
there.
That's right.
Teach them how to mix cement.
That's right.
Right? Build a skill while doing a task.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then most importantly, kids get excited about what parents get excited about. Right?
Right.
So if you having fun, they having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fake it until they make it.
Amen.
And that's it. That's the rule.
I love that.
You
love
as a parent, you supposed to
make it look good.
Right. Do the same thing. Show them I doing the same thing you
that's
doing.
That's right.
And we having fun.
That's right.
All the television is fake. Everything they watching is constructed
fantasy.
And programmed.
Yes, yes.
We can construct programs for our own children.
Yes.
This is great. Now, can
yes, sir. Just want to add to following the Fun Run Walk on Saturday, on Sunday, we also have a church service. We're attending church on service to commemorate our 65th anniversary.
Okay.
And so following that church service, we're going to be also meeting with our members. We're going to have something for them where they can get gifts for persons who have been in the industry for a long time. Some persons have been in the industry, but we're going to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. After persons have been in the industry for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, we're going to honor them.
Awesome. Now, what church are we meeting at?
Mount Table,
okay, because I got to get my membership in order. I figure out how I'm going to be part of this honoring ceremony.
Yes.
So, Sunday, the 3rd of December, what time is the service?
7
a.m.
7 a.m.
Mount Table. So, you go in before the regular service.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, what a great community, right?
Yes.
That they provide the space.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Right.
What y'all really should do is y'all should go out there in your exercise gear.
Uh-huh.
Invite the later service to come with y'all. And at the end of y'all service and the beginning of their service, y'all exercise together. And then they go into their service.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, because you don't have to dress up all the time to go to church. Once you have a purpose, the purpose is honoring the Lord. We're honoring the Lord by tending to our temples,
mm-hmm.
by ensuring that we are preparing this place to hold him in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But remember, I don't go to Moon Table, nor am I a union member, so these are just suggestions.
Right.
Okay, let's run through the details for the event again.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union 65th Anniversary Fun Run Walk Push
Roll Skate.
The roll in the skate park, you didn't tell me.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything.
Just coming up.
We will have fun.
Yes.
We won't go without fun.
Listen, we're going to add a trot on the end. Bring your pot cakes on a leash.
Yeah.
We can take this call, and then we're going to close out the details for the event. Good morning, caller.
Aaron Green, good morning, Hotel.
Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union.
Let me just say good morning to the chef before I get to my cook, right?
Uh-huh.
Nobody could cook. Congratulations to all the chefs, whether from Paradise Island to Cable Beach.
Mm-hmm.
They could cook. Congratulations to them. Bunker did enjoy their food. But my quick question is, the government is knocking down these buildings, old buildings on Bay Street area. And you met Eric Green, you mentioned walking space and green space.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have their opinion on it, and not only for for the public on the radio, but give the minister advice on how we can make these green spaces so we can sit on the bench and enjoy our waters, and at the same time, our wives and things, they go jogging, and men do.
I got you.
I need to go to call the resting space, so I want you all to comment on that.
I can see how.
Have a good day.
Thank you. I can see how I could crucify that one for you, Pumpkin Eater. So basically, Pumpkin Eater is saying, hey, we've talked about how we can reimagine Bay Street. And so with Pumpkin Eater, I'm saying, wouldn't it be great if we could, as a part of the tourism product, provide a space in town that attracts tourists to come and exercise with Bahamians, especially with the timing of the arrival of the ship, right? You're going to find some people, don't matter if they're on vacation, they're exercising.
Right.
I've seen some tourists with bands on. They get off the ship and they run.
Right.
They explore town by running through it and get their normal, regular activeness in the day.
I think before we do that, first we're going to have to educate the Bahamian populace that running is a sport and that we need to be mindful and be aware and be respectful to the runners on the road. They don't respect us.
Yeah.
When we are running, especially we get up 4:30, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes when we are running. And some of the drivers of these vehicles, they are careening into us. They're shouting at us, get on the sidewalk, come on the road, etc. But if you think about it, there's a reason why runners who avidly run on the asphalt pavement, because the sidewalk, there are a couple of different reasons why we don't run on the type of material, the difference in the type of material.
The
concrete is very hard on the joints,
for
one, and the concrete is uneven. You can fall and you can trip. And the asphalt is more conducive to your joints and running. So we're just begging and pleading to the general motoring public, please be respectful of us when you see us on the road. We're all lit up properly so you can actually see us in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just because you never know, you're careening into us. It could be your brother, your sister, your family member you're careening in and knocking down intentionally. So
you said it so politely. Let me say it again.
Your way.
The road is designed for more than just motor vehicle use,
Indeed. Scooter
use,
Indeed.
Right? If y'all will notice, there are lines on the road. Before you just jump in your car and start driving, ask yourself, why would the government spend millions of dollars on just putting lines in the road?
Right.
Those lines are important. They give you guidance, instruction on how to drive. So you will notice it's not just the center line, but there are also lines on the outside of the lane.
Right.
And that space between that line and the sidewalk or the side of the road,
that's where you'll be running.
That's not for your car.
Right, indeed.
You are supposed to stay within
the lines. Yes.
Further, you wouldn't have a difficulty seeing and acknowledging other road users, because they are road users.
Mm-hmm.
They do pay road tax.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't watching your cell phone.
Indeed.
It's just very simple. If you weren't watching your cell phone, it's very likely that you will see those people and be able to adjust your driving without inconveniencing yourself or the other road users.
Thank you very much.
In fact, y'all seem to have a problem. I notice people are now, they're not using their turn signal. And somebody said to me, I didn't have a free hand because he couldn't put his cell phone down to put on his turn signal.
What an excuse.
And he couldn't use his other hand because he was actually turning with that hand.
Yeah, what an excuse.
Right? And so it's very important. It's not just the children, because y'all don't seem to care about the children who also use the road because they cannot drive. The cyclists who are supposed to have plates but also use the road. And the motor scooterists who are supposed to follow the controls like a car, but they also do foolishness. We still have an obligation. Even when they're doing foolishness, you have an obligation to be aware and to avoid collision with other road users.
Indeed.
This is just a very basic, simple thing.
Thank you for reinforcing that for us, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Because it's becoming very annoying when we are careened.
No, people are driving towards you.
Yes, they do that.
And
intentionally.
And have no idea that they could hit a bump in the road, lose control of their car, and run right into you.
But sometimes it'd be their intention to run
into us. But this is what I'm saying. They intend to frighten you and push you off the road, but they end up hitting you and killing you. And We have instances of people who have been killed and who have been their lives have been changed forever because of not just reckless, but intentionally reckless drivers. It's just it's intolerable.
Right.
We will not tolerate it. Let's go to this call. Let's finalize the dates so we know how much time we have to oil up our knees for the fun run, walk, push. Good morning, caller. Sorry for the wait. Good morning, caller. 2, 3. Apologize for the wait. Okay, so let's get back at it. Saturday, 6 a.m. race start. 5:15, registration, details finalized, and pre-walk warm-up session.
5:35.
Right. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. First 200 people to register get a T-shirt.
Right.
Finisher's medal.
First 200 to finish gets the finisher's medal.
Absolutely.
The first 3 in each walking and running categories. First, second, and third in the non-members, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
First, second, and third in the members, male and female. Not whether you are a part of a guest that was registered for free, you still qualify. It's $300 for the first person, male and female walker, non-member.
Yeah.
$200 male and female walker runner, non-member. $100 third person, male and female walker, non-member as well. So all of that add up to $4,800.
And if you're a member, you can get in for $15.
Yes.
And bring a guest.
So we're appealing to all. Is how many of you guys? About 1,500 members? More than that. But we're appealing to all of the Hotel Allied Workers Cooperative Union members who are under the sound of our voice now.
Yes.
Please. It's a healthy way to start your holiday season or your weekend for free.
Absolutely.
$15.
And win a prize to
win a prize too. Get a medal and a shirt.
Now, quick question. I'm a father. I have a baby, a young child, toddler. I'm a member of the union. I come in and I register in for $15. I bring in my child as a guest. I tie in my child onto my back and we run in this race. Do both of us get the prize go away?
Well, if you win, the child get 150 and you get 150.
Okay, I like that. The children going to appreciate that.
Yes. I'd like to see you remember that baby in your back.
Yes, it's a challenge. Okay, all right. So Saturday, 2nd of December, 6 a.m. start time, 5:35,
warm-up
begins. $4,800 in cash prizes shared among the winners.
Right.
Non-members and members can win. Members can pay $15 and bring a guest. Non-members, $25. There are two routes. There's Route A for the walkers. There's Route B for the runners. Goodman's Bay to Sandals Resort and return to Goodman's Bay for the walkers. Goodman's Bay to Sandy Port and return to Goodman's Bay for the runners.
Yes.
The pushers can push in either category. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 a.m.?
Health screening as well from HealthWise.
Oh, yeah, I need to be there.
Yeah.
I have to sleep on the beach so I could be there. I don't know how I can wake up at 6, but if I sleep on the beach, we're going to make it.
That's a good idea.
Guys, this has been so much fun and so pleasure. Important. Great to see unions supporting their members in the most important way. Sometimes we think it's all about the bonus. What can the union give me? What can they give me? But they've given me an opportunity to take care of myself.
Yes.
They've given me an opportunity to participate with my union community.
Yes.
You could just let the union members know that they'll need to bring their ID
at
the headquarters. And the non-members can register at fourseasonsracemanagement.com.
Absolutely.
That's our website.
And let's try and register before Saturday morning.
Yes, Saturday.
Because
preferably. But if you must, you can come on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
Early.
One of y'all tie a string to me now. Mm-hmm. So Saturday morning, you could yank me out that bed and I'll be there. Please let the audience your names again and the role you play in the union.
Once again, I'm Cheryl Lang, Executive Council Member, Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. Official health guru.
That's what I'm about to say. You know where the fountain of youth is, man.
Yes. Amos Major, trustee for Hotel Union, one of the persons who's leading the charge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
And Marcel Bopp Major, Four Seasons Race Management owner and operator. And avid marathoner.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to have you guys this morning. To my audience, let's get ready.
even if we're not running, let's get on that route and cheer on all of our fun, run, walk, push participants for the 65th anniversary fun, run, walk, push for the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. And then on Sunday, 7 a.m., we're going to be at Mount Tabor for the celebratory church service. Yes. And after the church service, members, stick around because it's going to be an honor to honor you. Yes. Absolutely. You guys, thank you so much. Producer, let's go to that break. And while we go to the break, I'm going to see how strong their constitution is. Someone brought us some cookies and chocolates in here. I can see what they're going to do with this. But I don't know. This is what I said. They're cutting their eye at me, but Miss Green, you don't know. I'll run that off by the time I get downstairs. Absolutely. But that's what a culture of activeness can do for you. Yes. You don't have to put down the good stuff. You just have to burn them all after you consume them. Yes. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, producer. Thank you.
Take us to a break. Just like I would say, take my oat to the Billy Goat. I really can try to get out there, but I ain't sure if I can make it. But it's going to be a great time.
Holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am a little out of breath because the fun run walk push people made me do a test, Mr. Newry.
You need to stop saying fibs. You left your phone downstairs out on in the parking lot, and you had to run downstairs because Steve was still there.
Well, first of all, I had to run past them, which meant I had to make it impressive. It was a bit of a test, but we are back. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Newry, it's talking politics time.
Yes. I want to do an analysis of the by-election. And of course, I plan to have the full conversation during my hour on Garden Radio AM. But now that you're free, I say, let's start this conversation now. Let's start this conversation now and give like an outline on what is it that we're going to be analyzing in general.
So, by-election rundown, one of the things, there are some of the things I would like to explore. Candidate declarations.
Okay, and before we explore that, right, let's explain the reason why we have in this analysis. I noticed that there weren't any in-depth observation, in-depth consideration of what all went past. How does it impact the Bahamian psyche? How does it impact Grand Bahama? How does it impact us in general in terms of how we do politics? And I want to do an analysis on that. How were we impacted? What went well? What went oddly? And what is the culture of us during our politics? And I know we have specific, and I see you already start indicating what exactly you want to review. But I want to do the groundwork on why there's a need for such.
Well, of course, there should be analysis of every election, whether it's a by-election or a general election. It's just a matter of course, right? There should be some unit, whether it's within the University of the Bahamas, a premier tertiary institution, whether it's coming out of what should be an agency or a unit to monitor politics, right, in the country, whether it's the political historians, it should be making an assessment. There should be some assessment documented and put on the table.
Yes. I know that Guardian newspaper, National Guardian, editor, Candia Deems tend to do a year-end review, and it's almost year-end now.
Yeah.
That is November, and by the end of December, I know she's going to do her annual year-end review, where she delves in detail of what all happened. But I want to be specific on this particular issue, right? I want to be specific and to appreciate who he is, right?
Yes.
And I say it like that intentionally because there's something about us as Bahamian on how we approach politics. And there needs to be some introspection on whether we need to change how we do politics, whether we need to keep the way we do politics, and whether we need to celebrate the way we do politics. And this is what I plan to engage you today. So without further ado, let me start. You mentioned...
I don't know if you want to... Let's run through the results.
Okay, let's start with them. Yeah, let's go to that.
I got the unofficial results here. And then I think I have Thursday's paper... And then, Mr. Newry, there are some other stories that have definitely hit the headlines, I think we need to talk about. But so the unofficial results I pulled, we know that Kingsley Smith, PLP, won with approximately 2,150 votes.
Okay.
This is unofficial results pulled from the Tribune website on the night of the election. We know that Bishop Ricardo Grant from the FNM came second with roughly 1,276 votes. Again, these are unofficial totals. Then Lincoln Bain came in third, Coalition of Independence, with 307 votes. DeQuaine Swain, independent, with 28 votes in fourth. And then Tennille Burrows, independent, with 4 votes.
And let's analyze that first then.
Yeah.
So it's clear that the Progressive Liberal Party won this by-election 2-1.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Yeah, 2-1. So definitely the majority of West Grand Bahama supports the Progressive Liberal Party, right? We see that Lincoln Bain, the Coalition of Independence, did not garner enough support. Who is the star of that organization?
Mm-hmm.
Did not garner enough support to warrant any serious contention to say, well, oh yeah, we should be concerned, the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, right, with his numbers. And of course, the independents, especially with their numbers, 4 votes mean that you didn't even get the 10 people who'd normally sign you up to nominate you to support you.
Right, you didn't get the 5 votes because the declarations, remember they had 5.
5, not 10?
It was 5.
Okay.
I think I saw 5.
So let's go with 5. And imagine that you have a candidate who could not even secure the 5 people who ought to recommend you that you're in good standing to vie for the position.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to consider too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think another thing to consider, though, in this analysis, when we look at the number of votes that the FNM candidate garnered, if we go back to the 2017 election when 45,000 PLPs stayed home, or is that the 2021 election where they assessed that FNMs, that rather than vote for a candidate they weren't comfortable with, FNMs decided to stay home and not vote?
And I believe that's a spin. Because we don't know who decided to stay home. You might say it's FNMs decided to stay home, and they could have been PLPs who decided to stay home. Or they could be in that odd number of DNAs who
the swing voters
who right. decided to stay home.
No,
so, but FNMs want to feel good about themselves. So they are saying that that number who stayed home is all theirs.
Right.
But clearly, with the indication of this by-election, either FNMs are still angry, or in truth, that conclusion that it's them who stayed home does not make sense.
Because here's what I'm thinking. What if the FNM stayed home because they didn't support the candidate? What I'm looking at is, what's the likelihood that the FNM could win in 2026, right? If they had the right candidate. Is the low voter turnout a matter of just a disregard of politics in general? We're not interested in participating in this. Or did FNM say, hey, this is not the candidate that we want, so we're not coming out to vote?
Let's talk about that. We talk about the right candidate. The PLP had a total of 3 to 4 persons who were interested in vying for the position.
Mm-hmm.
And the FNM had how many?
I have no idea.
1. So he was the candidate. He was the only candidate. He was the one who they considered and said, vet and said, this is the one we want. This is the only one we have. This is the one that the FNM will put forward.
Two contradictory statements. This is the one we want, and this is the only one we have.
Did they have any more?
But no, this is what I'm saying. Just because it may not have been the one they wanted, it's the one that they had, and so they ran with it.
Well, if they had any other options, then they should have put it forward. And if they didn't put it forward, we have to conclude this is the one they wanted.
Or that this is the only person who offered.
And that still concludes this is the one they wanted.
Okay, then.
Because we only deal with people who offer. That's just, when you're doing the sets, you know, that circle, only in the Venn diagram, only those who are participating, who made the effort, is included in the Venn diagram. So to include other things,
I appreciate what you're saying, but what if
A lot of what ifs. A lot of what ifs. Let's deal with what we know instead of the what ifs.
Exactly.
So we know only one person come forward. This is the Ephraim's man. And this Ephraim man was rejected 2-1. But let's talk about the candidate. I personally believe no senior religious figure, bishop, reverend, head of a church should run. And I think that came clear when every skeleton, and in fact, there's a whole report in a daily about the character of the Ephraim candidate, be it good, bad, or the other.
Mm-hmm.
A entire daily wrote on his character.
Print daily.
Print daily.
Okay.
Right? And that is concerning in terms of, but be it true or not, no spin, because I know politics come with spin. It doesn't necessarily have to be true. But as a religious man, as a leader mm-hmm. of the church, not a Christian man, but we talk about a leader of an organization, to put yourself to be scrutinized, to be ridiculed, right? It tells a tale that this, there needs to be a separation of church and state.
Well, here's my thing. That is a what if, right? The scan, the perception or...
Perception.
The risk that your scandals will be revealed or exposed, that's the what if, right? That's not the reason why I say religious leaders shouldn't run for politics. Religious leaders should run for politics.
Why? And you can call it
but here's the point. That they should not be afraid of being exposed. That shouldn't be the barrier, right? That's not a reason to not run, that you're afraid that your life will be exposed. You're a religious leader. You should not be living the type of life that you would fear would be exposed. My barrier for their participation is, how do you balance your obligation to the Constitution and your obligation to the Christian doctrine you uphold?
Surely you can serve two masters.
No, you can't. Not and particularly not in this instance. The Constitution trumps the Bible in terms of governance.
We've had several pastors who were in the House of Assembly before. We have a pastor there now in the House of Assembly, right? In the PLP, Vaughn Miller, right? I'm not sure what happened to his church, right? I don't hear the church being talked about, or that's put on pause mm-hmm. at this present time, right? But I just think, personally me, that either you want to be a pastor or you want to be a politician. And not necessarily, and I want to talk about this, gutter politics, mm-hmm. right? Did any of the political parties participate in gutter politics?
All right, so let's put that on the table. But I don't think this analysis is done yet, right? Mm-hmm. The prior analysis, we have some text here. I see we have a caller, but we're at the 11 o'clock hour, so we got to take a break. We got to end the show on the clock and then transition into Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri to pick up the conversation. In particular, I want to ask if your analysis of the FNM and Grant stands in the face of the PLP candidate and candidate selection process.
We can investigate that on the next side.
Absolutely. You guys have been tuned into On the Clock with Erin Green. Thank you for staying tuned. I had a great conversation with the Bahamas Hotel Caterers and Catering and Allied Workers Union for their fun run walk this Saturday starting at 6 a.m. on Goodman's Bay. And we're going to transition to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri and continue this conversation, the by-election breakdown. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.